and you, in the evening, and you say, he comes over and wants you to go out and help him do some work in the field, and say, listen, I'm just too tired because I, all day, you just came in, you say, I've
been work all day.
Would you ever use done worked all day in that sense?
Well, I guess probably done that. Use that word, I guess.
How would you use that? That's just what I mean, but you'd say,
I've been work all day.
Okay, that's what I mean. And someone says, will you do this? And you say, no,
I just can't do this.
I will not. Or won't. No, I. Say, someone says, will you be here when I get back? And you say, no,
I won't be here.
Okay. And if someone, if you're out there doing some work and you expected someone to help you and he didn't, and you say, well, you know, you have helped me. If you wanted to, you
could.
Now, do you ever use the expression might could? I might could do it.
I have used that. That's how I've used that expression.
As in, can you give me a kind of an example how you might, kind of situation in which you might use that? Say, someone might say, could you do that? And you say, well,
I could do it, but I won't. I'll
okay.
Just come down.
All right. And
seriously.
Now, okay. Now, these are some animals and birds, and there's kind of a bird that you see out that supposedly can see at night, and they see them out. Some kind are in the barn. Some of them are fairly good size.
Owl.
Yeah. Now, what do you call the big one? That there are a couple of different. What different kinds of owls?
Well, there's a barn owl. A small owl. Hoot owls. You haven't called that?
Yeah, sure. And there's the barn owl. Now, how about that little one that makes that kind of, doesn't make a hooting sound, but it makes a kind of screeching sound.
Screech owl.
All right. And the bird that gets up on a tree and goes.
Take a wood.
All right. And an animal that has a bad smell is a.
Skunk.
And all of these animals that might bother your chickens. If you're talking about them all together, you might call them
rodents.
Rodents would be some of them. Now, that would include like rats and mice. But how about if you're talking about what other kinds of animals bother chickens?
The skunks will bother them. I've been told. I don't know. Opossums are worse than weasel.
Well, I was just wondering if you had a word that you might use for all of them together.
Rodents.
All right. How about varmints?
Well, varmints.
Right. Now, these little animals that run up trees are called?
Squirrels.
And what different kinds of squirrels are there?
Oh, there's a flying squirrel, a fox squirrel, gray squirrel.
Is there another kind of gray squirrel that lives up, sometimes, I suppose they live, they're more up in the mountains, but they might live up in the knobs sometimes.
Not here, I know. I was thinking
of the boomer or the mountain boomer.
Well, I don't.
Okay. And these little animals, these little squirrels that stay on the ground are called?
Ground squirrels.
And these things that have hard, they have shells and there's pearls inside of them sometimes.
Mussels.
Oysters.
Yeah.
And these things that make a deep croaking sound and they're seen down by the
frogs.
And the great big ones are called?
Bullfrogs.
All right, and the little ones that are maybe only this big make kind of a chirping sound in the spring especially.
Toads.
Yeah, well, the toads are the kind of brown ones. Yeah. They're pretty good size.
Yes.
You see them out in the garden. But these are the very small ones, and maybe they're only about
a tree frog.
Yeah.